270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful morning. A little bit on the cloudy side. It's warmed up a little bit. It's about 5-6 degrees warmer than it was at 5:30 when I get up. But it's the fall season. It's October. And just because it's October doesn't mean that you're going to get in the house, close the doors, and say, I'll see you when spring gets here. There's a lot to do in the yard. Your perennial beds need to be cleaned, and your plants cut pretty close to the bottom, to the ground level, for most plants. But you've got to start saying to yourself, it's time to put the garden to bed. And cleaning is something that's going to help you more than you ever realize. If you can get rid of the dying or the dead foliage of your perennials, it helps to give you less diseases next spring. Because if you had a fungus on, let's say, hostas, okay, and you allow the hostas to die to the ground, and you don't clean it until spring gets here, the spores that cause the disease spent the winter on the foliage. The foliage was frozen. It dried out. It got crispy. It crumbled, and the spores fell to the ground. When spring comes and the new foliage comes out of the ground, the disease is right there waiting for it. So get outside today. Put a jacket on. Put a sweatshirt. Bring the portable radio with you so you get a little bit of music. And clean your perennials. You're also going to get rid of some insects. So if you have insects, if you've got slugs, slugs have laid eggs on the foliage. Get the leaves out of there. Rake the beds. Get them out. And that way you start off with a nice, clean bed. Okay? So there's a lot to do. You can still plant. And, I mean, you're still going to enjoy the outside, even though it's cold. You're going to have up and downs. And start saying to yourself, we're due for Indian summer. We didn't get summer during the summer. Let's get an Indian summer during October and November. Wouldn't that be great? Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. That's the number to call Jared. He'll get you set up. He's already had winter. Jared had an inch of snow last week, so he knows what winter's all about. Give us a call. We'll work together, and we'll have a great fall season. Now, you've heard me talk about our trip to Croatia coming up. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, bottom left of the page, it says Croatia. If you click on it, And if you scroll down to where it says hotel, click on the hotel. When the page comes up for the hotel, if you click on gallery, there is a video that shows you what the hotel and what the area looks like. It's beautiful. And if you'd like to see what the country looks like, there's something called a webinar. And again, you go to paulparent.com, you click on Croatia, then it says webinar. Click on that, and this is something that's going to happen next Saturday from 8 to 10, where you'll be able to see a movie, a video about Croatia, and ask questions. And it's free. And all you got to do is sign up for it, and between 8 and 9 next Saturday, you go on your computer, and you'll be able to see what Croatia looks like. So you give it a try. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have David on the line, who's calling about hibiscus.
David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. This is a hibiscus.
Yes.
One is that the outdoor or indoor? I don't know. The hibiscus leaf is about big leaf. I got two kinds. One's a big leaf, one's a medium leaf. I should move it indoor or outdoor? I don't know.
Okay. Now, where did you buy these? Did they come from a nursery in the perennials, or did you buy it from a greenhouse?
I bought it from a store.
Okay. And when you purchased it, it was in blossom?
No.
There was no flowers on it?
No flowers on it.
Okay. Has it flowered yet?
It's been flowered about 2 years now.
Oh, it's been in flower for 2 years?
2 years.
Okay. Now, have you been bringing it inside during the winter?
Last year, yes.
Okay.
I hear about it. That should be outdoor, not indoor.
Well, there's two types, David.
Mm.
There's a tropical hibiscus that you would buy from a greenhouse, and that stays inside during the winter. And then there's one that's called rose mallow, and it has big, big, big flowers.
Mm.
And it starts to bloom outdoors during August through September and into October. But that is a perennial that dies back to the ground. You cut off the dead after you've had a frost, and in the spring, it comes right back up again. So if you have left it outdoors in the past, then it is the rose mallow, which is a perennial, and that one stays outside. If it's one that you've been bringing in every year, most likely it is the tropical.
I see.
And the one that's an outside perennial usually has much larger leaves.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. Thank you. I think
okay.
This is the right one, then. The big leaves, I should be leave it outdoor.
Yes.
Every year I leave it indoor. It's all the leaves that drop. It's a big, about 4 feet branch left on to dry.
Yes. Yeah, if it's got the real big leaves and it flowers late in the season, then that is the outside variety called rose mallow, but big, big, big blooms. The one that's tropical, the flowers are 4 to 5 inches in diameter, and they always stay the same size. The one that's perennial, called rose mallow, the flowers could be up to 10 inches in diameter, but they come up in the spring. They don't flower until mid to late August, and then they bloom right up until you've had a killing frost, and that one definitely stays outside. Thank you. Jared, who is next?
Okay, next up we have Loretta on the line, who's calling about her weeping cherry tree.
Loretta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A flowering cherry tree in my front yard, and about a month and a half ago, around the base of it, it's sap. It's like it's bleeding. Like I just went out there now in the frosty grass and touched it. It's kind of hard, but what would cause that?
It's right at the ground level?
It's at the ground level. It's only on one side of the tree. It's only a small tree, and it's gone up like maybe about 2 inches. But there's a weed growing out of the side of it, out of the sap too.
Okay. If there's a shoot coming out of the trunk, see, weeping cherries are grafted. So they take one regular type of a cherry, they grow it until the trunk gets to be a certain diameter and a certain height, and then they cut the top of the tree off and they throw it away. And on the top of the tree, they graft little branches that weep to it, and that what gives you that umbrella shape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not uncommon to have suckers grow at the base of the plant. Now, if you're seeing a gelatin oozing out of the trunk, that's a signal that you may have a borer. Go to your local nursery, and you want to pick up something called tree and shrub. Okay? It's made by Bayer, tree and shrub, or Bonide, tree and shrub. Follow the directions, pour it right around the base of the tree, and it will kill the borer inside the plant.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Now, I know a lot of you had problems with diseases on your tomatoes and potatoes. And I'm going to give you a website that you can go to that will give you information about that. And it doesn't matter where you live. The website is www.umassvegetable. So it's umassvegetable.org. This is a website that's run by the University of Mass in Amherst, my old school, and they have a great website. But if you go to www.umassvegetable, no S, .org, and there is all kinds of information about that tomato potato blight that we all suffered through during the year. Okay? Go to it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Joe on the line who has a question about holly.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your holly today?
Is it too late to put some fertilizer on the holly bushes?
If they're established plants, you can use, but what you want to use is something organic. So rather than use like a 10-10-10 or anything that's chemical, a chemical fertilizer will release all of its power in 30 days. And if we get some real nice weather, there's a chance that it may begin to wake up and actually start to make new growth because it's been cold. If you use organics, organics are slow release and will never stimulate the plant in the fall of the year to make new growth. So something like plant tone, holly tone for evergreens. But anything that says organic and natural for broadleaf evergreens can be applied at this time of the year. If it's a chemical fertilizer, no, because the chemical will release quickly. And if the weather gets nice, it may force new growth. And you want that plant to stay dormant, but you want it to be fed. I fed some of my shrubs last week. I had some plant tone left. I had some holly tone left. And I just so that the bags weren't in the tool shed, I sprinkled it around the plants that I thought needed the most help, and they'll be fine. But stick with organics, and that way there's no surge growth when the weather gets better. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tricia on the line, who's calling about a butterfly bush.
Tricia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Calling about
good.
My butterfly bush, which is now probably about 8 to 10 feet tall. It was beautiful.
Wonderful.
All summer, except we had holes in the leaves all summer long. What does it? What gives me the holes,
the leaves?
Yeah,
the holes are. Yeah, the holes are little caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
Yeah, and you know they're like maybe like a quarter of an inch or smaller. And the thing that makes them difficult is caterpillars are really smart little insects.
Mm-hmm.
They can adjust their color to the food that they're eating. So that if they're on dark leaves, they'll be dark. If they're on light-colored leaves, they'll be light. So what you want to do for this year, the season's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do not prune your butterfly bush in the fall. You never, ever prune it in the fall. So for now, if you want to put some bark mulch around it, if there's none, and that will help to insulate the ground to give you additional time for the plant to grow. But
okay,
when the spring comes, prune it back some. And that will make it even wider and will give you many, many more branches. Something that's 8 foot, if you just took a couple of feet off of it,
in
it will make it, yes. So in like late March, early April, you know, when you
right,
feel that this spring has finally arrived, go outside with your pruners and create a nice looking shape. Don't cut it flat on the top. Kind of round it off a little bit. Fertilize it with some plant tone fertilizer. And the rains will wash it in. Now, what you want to use to kill the caterpillars for next year? Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. It's a virus. And this will kill the caterpillars like crazy and not hurt the environment. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For the last few weeks, we've been telling you about a trip that we are planning to Croatia and Slovenia. And believe it or not, we only have room for 18 more people. So we wanted to give you an idea of what Croatia and Slovenia are like. And we've asked Manuel Paolo. He's a vice president at Colette Vacations to join us this morning and to tell you a little bit about Croatia and Slovenia. Manuel was there recently, has been there several times, and I thought he would give you an idea of what it's all about. Manuel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for, I'm very well. Thank you for joining us this morning and giving us some information about Croatia and Slovenia. Tell us what it's all about. What is Croatia and Slovenia?
Well, these are two of Europe's beautiful countries that are just in the last 6-7 years really being discovered, not only by Europeans, but now by Americans as well. And especially in Croatia, well, Croatia used to be part of what was known as Yugoslavia, but Croatia has been an independent country since 1992. And there is much history in Croatia. It actually has a history of more than 14 centuries. That's roughly, 1,300 years of a history. It's a country that has 7 UNESCO World Heritage Sites with more coming online. It has 8 national parks. It has a combination of crossroads of different civilizations, from the Romans to the Venetians to the Ottoman Empire to the Habsburgs of Austria. It's a relatively small country with only about 5 million in population, 88% of which are, happen to be Catholic, and the other 5% Orthodox. After World War II, it did have a dictator. Tito was the dictator in Croatia, and he died in 1980. The country is surrounded by Italy, Slovenia, Hungary, Austria, Bosnia. It does have a parliamentary democratic system, it's a country that has beautiful mountain scenery, beautiful medieval towns. It's also the place where Marco Polo, the great explorer, came from, in one of the islands called Korčula. Actually, Croatia has 1,200 islands, 60 of which are inhabited. It's a wonderful country. And then Slovenia is a small country, which also was part of Yugoslavia. And Slovenia has a population of roughly 2 million people. And it's also considered the country in the European Union with the greatest level of biodiversity. It has almost 11% of its territory is protected, with more than 44 parks. And it's a country that, as you travel it, you have this beautiful, they call it the Julian Alps, which is really part of the Alps of Europe. And you find small towns with just very old churches, monasteries, castles, many of which date back to the Romanesque period.
Now, is this a safe place where people can walk on the street and not have to worry about getting mugged?
Oh, certainly. It's I consider it two of the safest places in all of Europe. Obviously, when you do travel, you should always be on the lookout. You should be a little bit more careful. But I have traveled both countries and felt very, very safe. And that is the feedback from our clients as well. We have been promoting these destinations for the last 4 years. And people, the feedback has been fantastic, simply because they're just beautiful countries and very safe.
Now, both of these countries are both destinations for all different types of nationalities and from different parts of the world that will spend vacations and travel there?
Oh, yes. I mean, especially in the last 6 to 10 years, it has been very popular, especially with the German market, the Italian market, even the Japanese market. These have been the three primary markets to these regions. The UK as well. Slovenia is very popular in Europe for skiing. They have mountains that range over 4,000 feet in height. And so it has been very popular, especially with the European market. And now it's become very popular. Go ahead.
How about currency? Is there a problem changing U.S. dollars there?
No. In Croatia, their currency is called a kuna. That's K-U-N-A. And the interesting thing about this is that it's really a wild animal. That's what a kuna is. That looks a lot like a raccoon. And the fur of this animal was used in ancient times as a way of payment. And so, therefore, their currency is still called a kuna. It's about 4.9 in exchange to one U.S. dollar. So it's a very good exchange rate, 4.9% to one U.S. dollar.
Wow.
And you can exchange upon arrival at the airport. You can exchange at ATM machines. I do caution that you should probably contact your bank and let them know that to make sure that your cards are going to be accepted when you travel anywhere internationally. You should always do that. And then in Slovenia, they use the euro. That is the currency that is used. We do a day trip into Slovenia, and you'll have the opportunity again to do that or exchange it at local banks. It is not advised to bring traveler's checks. If you bring American Express, for example, traveler's checks, you probably, the only place you can exchange those is probably at an American Express office.
Now, what's the weather going to be like when we're there during late April, early May?
It should be ideal. When I say ideal, it should be somewhere between 75 and 85 degrees daytime. And then at nighttime, obviously, that will drop down to, let's say, 65 to 75. But it is an ideal time of the year to go.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't ask for better traveling weather than that. Tell us about the Croatian Riviera itself. What can people expect when they go there?
Well, the Croatian Riviera, actually, they've been attracting tourism for, they have a history of about 160 years of tourism. Now, the main place is called Opatija, and it has a population of only about 14,000 people. Now, tourism started becoming very popular in the mid-1800s to late 1800s, and this is when the royalty from Europe, especially from Austria, the nobles, they came to this region because of the microclimate. And it has a wonderful, mild Mediterranean climate. It is surrounded by, it has beautiful parks. There is a mountain right, you know, behind the town that is actually 42 feet in altitude. And there's also a nature reserve. And in that nature reserve, they still have brown bears and wild boar. They have deer, they have fox, golden eagles. Most of the buildings in this town are Art Nouveau. They were built mostly in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And the region is also known for their spas. They use the seawater, and they heat it. And just about everywhere you go, you will have a spa, including the hotel you stay at. And the hotel that we use is a five-star hotel. It's called the Maleni Hotel. It only has 125 rooms. It's a five-star. It's right next to the sea. You're in the historic town center. You're surrounded by a beautiful park called Jakov. It's next to the main promenade for shopping. And you also have this wonderful sea promenade, which is over 7 miles long, that you can just take a leisurely walk right by the coast. And there's a wonderful beach nearby called Slatina Beach. In the rooms, you have the minibar, you have a safe, you have the hotel has a restaurant, two cafes, you have a lobby bar, a pool bar. It has an indoor and outdoor pool with sauna, with steam baths, solarium, et cetera, et cetera. And there's also a nearby casino.
When we travel, we're going to be visiting a lot of different places. What is your favorite place to visit when you're in Croatia that we're going to be looking at?
That's a tough one because I love them all. But I think I think the one that will stand out is Motovun, and that is a small town with a population of roughly 1,000 people. It's actually it's a medieval walled city, and which is about 900 feet above sea level. You have wonderful views, not only from the bottom, but also from the top. Great for picture taking, and it's also surrounded by vineyards all around. This town is also known for their truffles, which now is the season, and also for their local wines, one of them being Teran, it's T-E-R-A-N, and then another wine called the Malvasi. They're wonderful wines, but I think this one, certainly everyone will be fascinated with this beautiful medieval walled town.
Now, as part of the trip, we're going to be visiting a local vineyard where they make brandies, right?
Yeah, the region is Croatia, actually, is very well known for their brandies. And the brandies, they have a local one, which is an herbal brandy called Travarica. And then they're also known for their plum brandies, which are known as Slivovica. And so throughout the region, throughout the country, you will find, according to the region, the various brandies that are offered. And our clients will have the opportunity to taste the various brandies.
Wonderful.
And wine.
Now, I know one of the days people can take a trip to Venice as an option. They can stay in town, go to the beach and do some shopping, or they can take an optional trip to Venice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the great thing about the itinerary, it's actually very leisurely paced, and it gives the clients the opportunity to see these beautiful small medieval towns, as well as an opportunity to experience Opatia itself. And then when we do have free time, they can also purchase an optional extension or an optional day trip to Venice. Venice is about 3 hours away. And in going into Venice, upon arrival, you take a water taxi to St. Mark's Square, and you have a tour of that particular region and some free time, as well as a glass blowing demonstration for Murano glass.
Manuel, can you just hold on a second? We're coming
up on
the break, and then we'll tell our listeners a little bit about what they can see in Venice and how easy it is to get there. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide annual tree and shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Manuel Paulo. He's a vice president at Colette Vacations, and we're telling you a little bit about this great trip that we're planning in late April, early May, to the country of Croatia and Slovenia. And if you've never been to Venice, you have the chance to take a day trip to spend some time in the city of Venice itself. And Manuel was saying that it's a 3-hour bus drive to get there, which some of you may say, oh, I don't want to sit in a bus for 3 hours. But I think that the bus ride itself will be as beautiful as the visiting the city of Venice. Manuel, tell us about that, about what the countryside looks like.
Yeah, you're totally right. The coastline along the Adriatic Sea is amazing, and you're traveling in that direction to Venice. So the bus ride in itself is spectacular. It's because you will have the opportunity to see these beautiful coastal towns surrounded by mountain ranges, and you see this all the way coming into Venice. Now, the part of Croatia where we actually stay in Opatija, at one time this was part of the belonged to the Venetians, which were at one time the most powerful kingdom in Europe. Because of their trading, their commercial aspects. So there is a great influence in the Opatija area. When you arrive in Venice, everyone gets on a water taxi, and this is really the only way to be transported in Venice. No cars are allowed. You can't. Everything is built, as you know, above water. And you take the water taxi to St. Mark's Square. Now, the beauty of the water taxi is that you get to see ancient Venice. To me, this is really Venice is a museum, and you get to see the beautiful architecture. You get to see just how wealthy people were during that time frame. And so you get to see life in Venice as is. Venice, more than 60,000 people still live there. Upon arrival at St. Mark's Square, you will have a guided tour of that area with St. Mark's Basilica. And Murano glass is world famous, and you will have an opportunity to see a glass-blowing demonstration and then with free time to explore the area. Lots of picture-taking, wonderful cafes, have an espresso. It's just a wonderful, romantic day that you'll have. And if you've never been to Venice, I highly recommend that you go.
Now, Colette Vacations is putting together a webinar next Saturday from 8 o'clock until 9. And if people go to my website, paulparent, PARENT.com, and on the bottom left corner, they click on to Croatia. They can sign up for the webinar. Tell us what a webinar is.
Well, the webinar that we feature, literally we go day by day as to what the program is, and you'll have an opportunity to follow along. We feature pictures with an explanation as to what the day-by-day itinerary is. It's great insight. If you're curious as to what some of these places look like, if you want more information above and beyond what has been discussed, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions as well.
So it's very simple. Go to paulparent.com, bottom left corner, click on Croatia, and then scroll down to where it says webinar. And you just put your name, address, email address, and then on Saturday, this coming Saturday, between 8 and 9, you follow the directions and you'll see what the countryside looks like. And just because you sign up doesn't mean that you have to go, but it gives you the opportunity to see what you will be experiencing when you travel. And I think it's a very, very unique country. It's a country that's old, has a lot of history to it, and I think that you really, really will enjoy it. Manuel, thank you so much for educating our listeners about this part of the world, and we hope that they'll be able to talk to us on Saturday. Thank you, Manuel.
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.